Good morning. It's the Morning Mix. I'm Caleb Jordan. We have on the line Tom Hoots.
I'm here. I'm in the Lynn Haven branch of WKGC, at least the unofficial one now.
Yeah, we can hear
practicing. So you can hear the beeping. They're pouring some concrete. So, yes.
We're trying to bunker you in. That's
We're building a bunker.
For community protection.
Right. Are you protecting the community from me or me from the community? I'm not sure which. Anyway, we'll talk about that later. Right now, we have Laura Herter from continuing education there at Gulf Coast State College, and I hope she's going to give me some stuff to do while I'm bored.
Good morning. Yes, we have quite a few things to do while you're bored. We have moved all of our classes that were currently scheduled to May and June. So we still have classes on the books. We've just kind of postponed them a little bit. But we have a ton of online classes, and that's what I really wanted to talk about today. We've got a ton of online workshops and suites from everything from professional development to fun classes. I actually just posted something recently about a music class. I thought, Tom, you would like that one. Music Made Easy, online class. You learn how to read music, play music, everything, and it's all online. You can do it from the safety of your home, germ-free, hopefully, home. But yeah, we've got some great classes to keep you occupied.
That's going to be the big challenge for all of us here in the next little bit, no real telling how long, is that we're going to have to keep ourselves occupied. And there's nothing better for keeping you occupied as learning something.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and it's not just for employees, but employers. You know, if you've got employees that are stuck at home, send them to some professional development classes. We've got a whole Adobe suite where you can get certified in all of the Adobe products. We've got Microsoft Excel and Word on there. We've got a lot of soft skill classes, even for professional development, that you can take from home. And then we've got some health, if you're looking to stay healthy and while you're at home, make some better choices with nutrition. We've got a whole wealth of health classes also, a whole healthy living suite that you can take online. All of these classes are on our website, so you can go to gulfcoast.edu/continuing education and then click on the different tabs. We've got all of our classes that we have scheduled for May on each page, but then at the bottom, you'll see all of our online courses that we offer as well for each category.
Oh, great. Like I said, we're all going to be looking for something to do, and it sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Maybe take a little break from Netflix every once in a while.
No, don't take away my Netflix.
Now, how easy, difficult is it to get enrolled in one of these classes? What's the process for that?
They just click on the register button next to the class that they want to choose. It's going to take you right to the enrollment site. You just add that class to the cart, type in some pieces of information along with your payment information, and you're good to go. You can start immediately.
Awesome.
And one thing I should also mention, these online classes, they are instructor-led. We do have some that are self-paced, but I know a lot of people are a little timid about online classes. These are instructor-led classes, so you actually do have somebody that's guiding you through this. It's not a self-paced, although if you do prefer self-paced, most of these classes do have a self-paced option as well.
Good. I know, as a student going for a regular degree here, that going from a instructor-led in-class class to a strictly online sort of self-led, it's structured, but it's all on you to handle. It's a big shock when you're just coming into that for the first time. So knowing that there is someone, even if they're remote, to help guide you down through this path of education is big.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think also, especially if you've been self-isolating for a while now, sometimes it's just nice to see an actual person, even if it's on a computer screen. You're actually interacting with an actual person versus just watching a video. You're actually able to interact with someone. So I think that's important, too.
Yeah, I've never done one, but I might have to. It's got to keep me busy or I'll get into trouble. So I might have to look at your list and see what you've got.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually continuing to add classes. Like I said, we add them to our different pages, gulfcoast.edu/art. That's going to, at the bottom, have all of our online art classes. If you go to our lifestyle page, that's going to have the health and wellness. We've got some photography classes also. And like I said, we're continuing to add different classes on there so that hopefully there'll be something for everybody. And even if you just take one. And in terms of pricing, they're very reasonable. They're six-week classes, and most of them are about $119 for the full 6 weeks that you have access to. So pretty reasonable to keep you occupied for 6 weeks.
Yeah, and there's only so much you can do with Netflix, really. I mean, you know, you're going to turn your brain into mush. You watch too much of it.
Unless you become a writer, I don't think you're going to get a certification in Netflix.
We have online writing classes, too. I'm so glad you mentioned that. So if you do decide to take a break from Netflix and be a writer, we've got some online classes that teach you how to establish storylines, how to get published, all kinds of writing classes. See? We literally have something for everybody.
So I can get it to be an expert on Netflix, take your writing course, and then start writing screenplays for them, right? Is that the plan?
Yes, excellent. That is the plan.
That sounds like so much fun.
It would be. It would be fantastic.
And where can I get any more information if I need it, Laura?
Sure. So you can go to gulfcoast.edu/continuing-education. That's going to have all of our classes on it. And then, like I said, once you get to that page, you'll see the different categories that you can click on, and our online classes are under there. But we also have a tab that's strictly for our online education, and it's got everything. I should also mention we've got some certificate programs that are designed to help people get back in the workforce. Unfortunately, that's something that some of our community is dealing with. We've got some very short-term certificate programs that can get you certified in the healthcare field to be able to get back out there.
Good.
Yep.
Well, thank you for coming on, Laura. Appreciate it. And you probably need to stop back once. Oh, stop back. You're not even here. I'm not here either. This is the nomenclature's going to baffle me for a bit. You need to check in with us once in a while and keep everybody up to date on this, because if I have to spend 3 weeks locked in my house, I'm going to have to find something to do, or there'll be, I don't know, crime scene tape or something.
And it seems like a growing facet of the school's education.
Yeah,
it is. This is something that continuing ed has offered for a while, but this is the best time to spotlight it, because I don't think a lot of people realize just the extent of online classes that we offer.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Gives everybody something to do, and you get to improve yourself at the same time.
Absolutely.
Well, that was Laura Herter with Continuing Education here at Gulf Coast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.